Uncle Jeff and I talked over the interview in the car. We agreed that we only had Diana Marcello's word that the affair was over, and she didn't have an alibi. There was no one who could say whether or not she was at home yesterday afternoon. We also needed to find out if her husband was really out of town. Uncle Jeff dropped me at my friend Eddie's apartment. I had promised a long time ago that I would help him move. I would have much rather stayed with Uncle Jeff to keep working on the case, but a promise is a promise. I couldn't let him down. After moving furniture and boxes for 4 hours, I got home at 4:30, exhausted and too tired to move. But I managed to take a quick shower. Then I laid down on the couch. I only meant to rest for a few minutes, but when I opened my eyes, it was already 7:15. Uncle Jeff still wasn't home. I decided not to wait for him to eat dinner. I heated up some leftovers that were in the refrigerator, and when I sat down to eat, I heard Uncle Jeff's car in the driveway.